My father was a good man. I am not saying he was without sin. He was a musician. He was a man. And everywhere I went after he died and I talked to people, and they would tell me all sorts of stories about how great he was. He gave them their first job. He let them sit in on his band. He helped them out when they couldn't pay a rent or something that they needed, some medicine or something. He was a helper. And all I heard were good stories about him. And I thought, one day I was with two of my friends, Cindy Bird and Pat Jolly, and we were early for a meeting of Friends of the Cemetery. And I think that's what the meeting was. There's two cemetery groups right now. I don't remember which one it was, but we were early, and we started talking, and I was telling him one of the stories that somebody told me, which I'm not going to tell you now. But then a couple of other people came in, and I said, my father was a saint. And they all agreed, and I said, he should be a saint. And they all agreed. And one said, I know where we can get labels. Another one said, I know where we can get candles. What? We'll make him a saint. Wow. Well, I went home back to Rochester. And it was about a year later. I came back. I come back every 6 weeks when I was coming and going. And we never talked about it anymore. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to Drex Brumfield, who was the instigator, I believe, on this festival. One of them, or maybe the head one, not quite sure. But he's in authority, as far as I'm concerned. Him and Eric Perez have my permission to be spokesperson for the Danny Barker estate in my absence from New Orleans. And I was telling Drex this story. He said, oh, we're going to have a Danny Barker mass. And we can sell the candles. I said, you're joking. The priest is not going to let you sell St. Danny Barker candles. And he said, well, we never know. You never know. We need to have him anyway. So draw me a picture. Make sure he's got wings. So I did. I drew a picture of him, and I called it St. Danny Barker, patron saint of artists and musicians, because he was an artist. Anyway, sent it to him. So there may be candles around that say St. Danny Barker, patron of artists and musicians. And I think he should be a saint. Now, all the saints that we know of were proclaimed by the Catholic Church. And there was a time, some years back, maybe 40 years ago, where the church said that a lot of the saints were not real. Like St. Christopher wasn't real, and St. George wasn't real. I don't know why St. Christopher wasn't real, but George wasn't real because there weren't any dragons. So if there's no dragons, couldn't have been a St. George who killed a dragon. So that saint was thrown out. But I decided that the people could create their own saints. If the popes could have been wrong about who was a saint, well, let the people decide. So I, as one of the people, decided that St. Danny Barker is the patron saint of artists and musicians.